It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Iran has initiated an unprecedented missile assault on Israel, marking a significant escalation in the ongoing violence and tensions in the region. Al Jazeera reports that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps announced on Tuesday that the missile strikes were in retaliation for lethal Israeli operations targeting individuals in Gaza and Lebanon, as well as the assassinations of prominent leaders from the IRGC, Hamas, and Hezbollah. Ambassador Penda Nanda, Executive Director in the International Relations and Cooperations Ministry.
This is a situation that could escalate to a regional war, and once it escalates to a regional war, it's going to affect all and sundry, including ourselves as Namibia, not only our economy, but our relations also with the international community at large. And as a result, we are calling upon Iran and Israel to restrain themselves and to try to resolve their differences by peaceful means.
Governor Johannes Kavachap of the Bank of Namibia delivered a public lecture at the University of Namibia titled Modernizing Namibia's Financial Landscape for a Prosperous Future. He outlined the introduction of fast payments or instant payments, allowing real-time funds transfers 24/7, set to launch in September next year. The regulators, Josephina Oscar.
He discussed the bank's comprehensive digital transformation strategy, achieving key milestones in a short time in terms of the operations of the central bank, reiterating that the mandate of the bank will remain the same, but how the bank executes that mandate will undergo a sea change. In this regard, the bank has re-engineered processes, established an automation center of excellence, and deployed virtual bots to increase efficiency and reduce manual tasks.
The Government Institutions Pension Fund has confirmed that tax-paying pensioners as well as spousal and child beneficiaries will receive their tax relief refunds on November 28. This is in line with the provisions of the Income Tax Amendment Act, ensuring that eligible recipients benefit from updated tax regulations. General Manager, Marketing and Stakeholder Engagement at GIPF, Edwin Shiramba.
Going forward, all individual taxpayers will be exempted from paying tax on the first 100,000 of their annual income.
South Africa's police minister, Senzo Mchunu, has committed to enhancing police visibility and resources in Lusikisiki in the Eastern Cape following last week's mass shooting, which claimed 18 lives. The police ministry reaffirmed its commitment to working closely with local communities to combat crime and restore peace and security. During his visit to the victims' families, Mchunu expressed his shock and condolences, acknowledging the community's grief.
Following an incident like this, we must know who we're looking for, to see how they look like. But I can assure you, they are not human beings. They were not meant to be amongst us. There's no human being who can do what happened to those aging people. But we have all the confidence there's going to be results very soon.
United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres is calling for an immediate ceasefire following Israel's ground offensive in Lebanon yesterday. The Secretary General is extremely concerned with the escalation of the conflict, according to his spokesperson. Sally Patterson brings us the report from the UN headquarters in New York.
The force condemned Israel's incursion, saying it violates the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Israel, meanwhile, is warning its citizens to listen to safety instructions from the military, saying it's in the midst of a campaign against, quote, Iran's axis of evil. The U.S. embassy there told all government employees and their family members to shelter in place. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.